This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You're going to need way more than the fingers on one hand to count up the various shortages in this economy. Truck drivers, talked about that one yesterday. Containers to move all the stuff we're buying on those trucks. And then there's all the stuff that goes into the stuff that goes into those containers. Semiconductors and lumber, aluminum, steel, the list goes on and on. All those shortages trickle down to the people trying to get stuff they make into consumers' hands. India Hines runs a company called Vinotemp. It makes refrigerated wine cabinets, and it imports ice makers and dishwashers and other appliances as well. So we got her on the phone the other day to talk supply chain.
We cannot get container space on the vessels. Also, there is a chip shortage, so products are delayed. And we're constantly getting price increases every day. It's a different problem.
Well, so there. Let's unpack that a little bit, and let's start at the beginning, right? Containers coming out of, I'm assuming China is where they're coming from.
Correct.
How do you get container space at a time when pretty much everybody on the planet is screaming for container space?
Well, I don't. I think that's the big problem right now. So, for example, last year we paid something like $3,500 a container. Now we're looking at $10,000 a container. Ooh. And we are told if we pay a surplus, a $1,500, $2,000 surplus, we can get some space. So basically, we'd be taking the space of someone else. So of course, I look at that as a shakedown, and then I get really mad. I'm like, I'm not paying that. So the two companies that are getting space right now, so I hear, are Amazon and Walmart. And I'm a little guy.
Size matters.
So, right? You know, yeah. I'm last in line.
Okay. So that's, well, right. Look, I feel your pain. Okay. So that's containers. Talk to me about chips and semiconductors, and specifically, you know, we've all heard about cars and all those things that have, you know, a dozen or two chips in them. How many chips do your appliances need? And is it, this is a strong word, but existential problem for you? Because this chip shortage is going to be around for a while.
So when I first heard it, I was like, I kind of thought, oh, it's just a moment.
Yeah.
Not like the freight problem, which is really, really a problem. So far, there is a delay on a few models, but my product's already delayed.
Yeah.
So I think I'll know more the extent of this pain in about 4 months.
That's not a short amount of time, 4 months to be operating.
But the cycle.
Yeah.
Right. But the cycle of products now, where it used to be, you order something, you get something in 60 days, basically.
Yeah.
Now you're looking, I mean, I get emails saying, order now, because it's going to take 6 months to get your products. I'm like, 6 months?
Right.
So it's really difficult to try and provide proper inventory with this chain disruption.
Right. Let's get to the third item, price. This is costing you money. Yeah, this is costing you money, I'm sure. To what extent can you pass that on, or are you eating it, or what the what?
Okay, so we sell to like the top retailers.
Yep.
And the struggle we're having, first you get pushback. First you're like, what? Price increase? No one else is doing it. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Then you're like, I don't have a choice. I have to pass it, or there's just no point in selling the product if, you know, if we're breaking even or losing money. So it's just kind of at that point where we raise it as much as we can. Problem is that they already raised it in November. Then we got the last month or so saying raw materials, everything's yep. really expensive, yep. copper's expensive, blah, 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 blah. Of course, you know, I'm pushing back, delaying, pulling the trigger on some of these orders until I'm just really trying to negotiate better pricing, because I can't go back to my retailers. They take 60 to 90 days to increase their pricing. So it's really on nuts on the supply chain right now.
So look, what are you going to do?
Well, I've had to stop a lot of products that I wanted to test. I've had to put every new kind of item on hold and just really focus on what I know sells.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, products that we were testing and that we might have stock of all are selling through.
Yeah.
So it's actually almost like a spring cleaning, which is that's the positive part for me. So I'm not crying yet. I'm not happy with the product stuck. I need it. But all in all, we've managed this whole thing pretty well.
India Hines, her company is called Vinotemp. She's trying to manage through this pandemic. Ms. Hines, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.